I was not here in 58-59, because mm-hmm. that was a year that I was on leave working on my, not completely successfully working on my dissertation.
Okay.
The situation at ODU was I don't know quite how to describe it. At first, in the early years I was here, I don't think anybody thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all higher education in Virginia was segregated.
Mm-hmm.
It was just God's way. Mm-hmm. The sense that something needed to be, that we needed to become an open institution, was not really there. But then pressure began to develop. I did not know until many years later, and of course now it's well documented, that Lewis Webb was in fact turning away African American mm-hmm. students,
mm-hmm.
telling them, you've got another institution across the city there that you can go to. I found that out from an African American friend later,
mm-hmm.
that he had been one of the ones who'd been turned away.
Okay.
By Lewis in person. Gradually, as we became more and more sensitive to the situation nationally, the faculty, particularly the humanities faculty, and people in history department sort of took the lead on a lot of this,
mm-hmm.
Began to agitate and find ways to try to gain, get some African American students involved in the university.
What was part of that Webb's response? Was that because William and Mary was segregated?
At first, he was acting under direct instructions of Evan Duke Chandler,
mm-hmm.
William and Mary,
mm-hmm.
He simply was told that he could not, and then later, after we separated, which is something I'll come to another later. Later, after we separated, he was still concerned with community pressure and legislative pressure,
mm-hmm.
partially from supporters of Norfolk State, who were afraid that we would drain away the top level African American students from them. There was even an agreement, a no rating agreement on faculty.
Uh-huh.
When it became, you know, something that we would, many departments, and Lewis himself, I think, wanted to see us get some black faculty. But we did have an agreement with Lyman Brooks that we would not raid faculty away from Norfolk State. And the only way we got A.B. Jackson was by some subterfuge I can't tell you right now, but
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I think that somehow or other he was officially certified as having resigned from Norfolk State, and therefore it was okay for us to hire him.
Okay.
Many of us were involved in activities and in groups that were promoting more understanding between the, mm-hmm. between the institutions and between the races. I could remember going to little meetings at people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once being at a house with various people who had just been involved with the Freedom Riders down in Mississippi and Alabama,
uh-huh.
Were there, and they were sort of the heroes of the group,
uh-huh.
and they were there talking about their experiences, and I went away feeling somehow or other I was not really doing the right thing.